Hi, welcome to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 1. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
I've got a whole lot of nuances. You get to hear mine. I've been here almost 20 years now. You've been hearing mine for 20 years. Don't use mine. That's mine. Okay, you got one. Tell people yours. Verse 18 says, not only in verse 17, the just shall live by faith, but the Bible says part of the faith, it's a body of truth. What I said a moment ago to you about the fact that the gospel is multifaceted, you know, the gospel is multifaceted in that it doesn't just reveal Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. All these for our sins. But it also deals not only with Christ and his whole life before he died, it deals also, because that's what makes it pertinent. We understand Emmanuel, virgin born, we understand God with us, we know who he is. So that's part of it. The gospel involves that. It also involves the cross. And that's really the touchstone, the Waterloo to sin. That's the epicenter of everything that we hope for, right there, the cross. And it also involves his kingdom. Romans 2, verse 16 says, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Christ Jesus according to my gospel. Notice the judgment is part of the gospel. He says, according to my gospel, God's going to judge the secrets of men. Think about that. The gospel is really wide and it's high and it's deep and it's, you know, it's awesome. It's got it all covered. It's got past, present, future, and it's got eternal future, which we don't even know a whole lot about. We just get a glimpse of a new heaven and a new earth, and it fades to black, and we just go on marching through eternity, glorifying God, singing in joy forevermore. I mean, it's going to be awesome. So we have a very deep gospel. Chapter 10, verse 15, the Bible says, how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Our gospel is a gospel of peace. You know, when Jesus saves us, he's the Prince of Peace. He gives us peace. He says, my peace leave I with you. And I want you to know that this gospel we have takes care of the rage that's within us all. You know, men are more prone to rage. Men are more prone to that. Women get hurt and they wither. Men get angry and they thrash. And that's a generalization. But men are more prone to lean in to fight. If somebody pushes you, you want to push back. And I see that in me because I'm like, this world is getting really goofy. And when I see somebody behaving poorly with regard to just everyday normal proprieties, I get provoked. And I have to say, I can't do that. I have to know me. And I have to see that. And I don't want to answer somebody. If I'm working with somebody and they've got goofy ideas, I have to learn when to be quiet. Because I don't want to make that the issue. The issue is not who you voted for or how much you hate the president. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. That's all shadows. They say to me, he's corrupt. I say, yeah, all politicians are corrupt. And I can agree with them, all of them. Because I'm corrupt, you're corrupt, everybody. There's a corruption in this world through lust. And that's why we need to be delivered. You say, well, you're a pastor, you're not supposed to be corrupt. Hey, Paul said, he's a wretch. He's carrying around on his back his old nature all the time. And he feels like it's a cadaver that is sucking the life out of him. And if you don't feel that more and more, you're not going forward in your walk with God. Because I'm telling you, the closer you get to him, the more wretched you feel. When Isaiah saw God, he said, I am undone. Okay. And the more you get close to God, the more you realize how awesome he is and how awesome you're not. Okay. And so we need to recognize that that is the way of the believer. The Bible says in 10:13 that he brings the gospel of peace. 2 Corinthians 11:4, and I thought this was very interesting. It says, for if he that cometh unto you preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, you would well bear with him. Now, the reason that's important is because there are a lot of gospels out there. But our gospel is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the good news of Jesus. You know, everything about Jesus is good. Everything. You've got kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Yours is the kingdom. We know it. It's part of the gospel. It's coming. And everything we see happening right now, guess what? It tells us it ain't going to be long because things are getting like Sodom and Gomorrah. Things are getting like the days of Noah. What about that? Violence filling out the land. You and I are living in those days. I was listening to a thing yesterday about transhumanism. I'm like, well, now we're getting into the woods. Transhumanism. There's all kinds of weird stuff in our world going on behind closed doors. You know, cloning and all the stuff that's going on. And what I'm telling you is we're treading in places we ought not be treading. And I don't know what's coming, but I know Jesus is coming. Okay, so whatever comes, I'm good. I got my ticket and I'm on my way. And that's good news. I mean, when people start beating up people in the streets, that's pretty good news to know where you're going if you get hit in the head with something. Well, the Bible says not only is the righteousness of God revealed through that gospel, but verse 18 says the wrath of God also is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. The word hold means suppress or press down. These are people who literally know the truth, but they reject, push it down, try to deny it, not only deny it, but suppress it for other people. It means they try to push it far away from those who might be prone to embrace the truth. They cannot appreciate the truth because the truth, in essence, is an affront to their own consciences, and it reveals their wickedness. Because when you have a plumb line and they're real crooked, they understand that that's a problem. They see themselves for what's really true there. The Bible says that it's all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. Verse 19 says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, and God has showed it unto them. And we talked a little bit about this, but you know, the Bible says God sent His Spirit into the world to convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. That's in John 16. His Spirit is revealing to them. This is things that can be known inside of them. The Holy Spirit convicts people. We call it a conscience in the, you know, run-of-the-mill day-to-day stuff, but there's a time where the conscience is really ramped up. I've seen people's face go blanch when I've shared the gospel with them because they've seen themselves. It's like, I know that's me. You know that look. You've seen the fear that just kind of, it may even be a passing shadow where they see it and then their face goes hard. I've seen that. God's Spirit spoke and they fought back. Now, this is the first order, but there's creation. Everything about creation is amazing. The more we drill down, the more we realize we can't get to the very center of it all. The more you go up into the universe, the more you say, I can't handle that. I don't know. My mind's falling off the plate. You go into the depths of the ocean. There is inner space we don't even understand. You get down there so far, you think it's as far as you can go, and you find some little stream going into something deeper, and you find animals that glow. Because God is that awesome. Everywhere you look, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day they utter speech. These people have creation. They have conscience. And, of course, they have Christ. Okay? Christ, He invaded this world. He came, He lived, He was perfect. He never had anything anybody could bring a reproach against Him for. He was blameless, harmless, spotless, and He died, and He died, and He died for our sins. And He was buried, and it was proven, and they set a seal. And He rose again the third day. And because He lives, we shall live also. That's good news. That's good news. That's what we need. But the Bible also tells us that all things were made by Him. Without Him was nothing made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. So there, just the fact that you exist makes you know there's a God. Psalm 139:14, it says, I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works. Listen to this. And that my soul knoweth right well. You know it. He's amazing. And He's an artisan, and He's an artist. And look at the things that He has made. They're delightful. We're in springtime. It feels like summer, and it won't be long. But man, we just went from winter to summer, I think. And it's a blab, boom, it was hot. But I'm looking at these chipmunks. They're cute, man. They are funny. They make me laugh, and they frolic. And God, I mean, I'm driving to work in the morning with my windows down one day, and I'm hearing crickets, and those are the fastest crickets I've ever seen. They're running right beside me. They keep quick cricketing. They never miss. I don't know how they're going 70 miles an hour up the highway. They're everywhere. Oh, they're in my car. No, they're everywhere because God, He gave a chorus of joy in the world. No matter where you were, you and I have an awesome God. The birds, they're funny. They run into walls. I saw a bird. He kept trying to go up into my neighbor's window. He was in. It was weird. He just kept up. He just said no. My point is, and I can't dwell here too long, one man said, I think, therefore I am. No, I think, therefore he is. That's what's true. I think, therefore he is. Because I can think it all. He is! 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 to 5 says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts and saying, after their own lusts, notice that's the thing. And it says, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they are willingly or willfully ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing in and out of the water. That's what they are ignorant of, and they're willfully ignorant of it. There's so much evidence around us in creation, but Jesus is the linchpin. They cannot deny him, but at their own peril. The Bible says in verse 19, because that which may be known is manifest in them, and God hath showed it to them. That's the Spirit's work. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Being understood, underline that. The lost man understands. You say, well, he's a really good man. I don't know if he'd go to hell. I just don't believe he'd go to hell. Well, if he's not coming to Jesus, he's going to hell. That's how you get to heaven. You don't get to heaven by being good. Your good is corrupted by not coming to Jesus. If you don't come to Jesus, you're going to be lost for eternity. In fact, it was the Pharisees who were really good who are going to get the worst damnation. Because you are preaching that it's possible to be a good person without Jesus. So therefore, you're saying Jesus doesn't mean anything. And that's the greatest insult you could give to Almighty God. The Bible says that it's being understood, and the Bible says at the end of verse 20, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, and the word knew is the word ginosko. It's not the word idon. It's not that they saw in creation conscience in Christ. It's that they experienced it. They experienced God. This is an experiential knowledge. For when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Now, when did they know him? Well, they knew him when God's Spirit made them blanch. When they began to dive for the shadows. When they began to take a full-on frontal assault to the things of God. You see, people, if they really didn't believe in God, they wouldn't give it the time of day to even talk about him. It's because they're so angry about God. You know, the things that are good in this country are being defaced and destroyed into breaking down of various monuments. We have monuments, and we have even graveyards where soldiers from both sides of the Civil War were buried in the same graveyard because everybody knew we didn't like this, we didn't want this, we hated this, we all agree God's good and we're not, but, you know, it's all in the books now, and that's a testament, and they want to destroy the testaments to those who paid the price and hazarded their lives and put their fortunes and sacred honors in order in peril. This world right now, we want to just deface all the good. Woe be unto a people who call good evil and evil good. That's where we are. The Bible says God, they would not glorify God because they knew him in verse 21, and they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. Two things you and I should be much about: glorifying God and being thankful. Right? That's where we need to live. That's what a Christian does. It's godliness, you know. That's righteousness. He says, but they became vain, and their foolish heart was darkened. The idea of a foolishness here is very interesting. The word actually comes from the idea of not mentally put together. Okay, they're foolish. They just not mentally put together. They are people who became vain, and the word vain means they became devoid of force. In other words, they are devoid of force and truth and success and result, which means they're basically useless. Think about that. Useless people. They have no use. They're fit for nothing but be cast into the fire and be burned. And then they become only a token of God's wrath, not of his mercy. When mercy was extended every day, they got a new breath. Every day the sun came up, they could have run to Jesus and been saved from their sin. Every day that they took out their weapons of war against others and against themselves and against the good people in the world, this is what they are. They are worthless people. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.